This is Dr. Lee Dikering, histophysical patient name. O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, James, J-A-M-E-S, O'Leary James, date of birth 4/21/1963, place which occurred village, date of service 10/7/2023. History of present illness. This is a 60-year-old male. He was admitted. Good Samaritan Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problems, ischemic cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, paracost PCI, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia and diabetes, chronic diabetic foot wound, depression, anxiety, cognitive impairment, PVD, paracost right, PMA. He presented from the assisted living facility to Union Memorial Hospital with a change in mental status, necrotic left, pinky, P-I-N-K-Y toe, where foot action was significant for subcutaneous gas, left foot status was debridement, left fifth toe, amputation on September 10th by vascular surgery, and now transfer to MedStar Good Samaritan Hospital for the limb salvage evaluation and further amendment. Patient at this point, at the presentation of the Good Samaritan. Denies any shortness of breath, fever, chills, but not a good historian. Patient was admitted with a left foot osteomyelitis, left foot gas gangrene, leukocytosis, WBC count of 23,000. This one is also known to have acute encephalopathy. Patient hospital was complicated by acute encephalopathy. Delirium. Patient has a CTA of the head. CT head was negative. EEG was done. Patient has an episode of unresponsiveness. It was hard to do acute encephalopathy that improved. He has episode of unresponsiveness on September 13th. CT had no acute changes. IV hydration was given. Mental status started to improve. Workup for negative for stroke. Neurology saw the patient. EEG was done. Was negative. Mental status was due to metabolic causes. And an infection, INFECTIN. Patient has a code, COD code, stroke. On September 30th, CT head was done again, negative. He has a delirium. Patient has a sepsis, left foot osteomyelitis, the left foot gangrene. He underwent debridement of the left fifth toe initially, then he went left second and third fourth toe amputation, left foot incision on September 15. Excision of the left first, second, third and fourth metatarsal done. September 18, he underwent partial excision of the left first, second and third metatarsal. Finally, on September 27, he underwent wound closure with wound back placement, tissue culture grow, MSSA, enterococcus, cetrino, Pumanas, CHONOMAS.
We
were started on vancomycin, levocin, flagyl, after that and rash, with cyclosporin, drug-related, infectious disease consulted. They recommended IV levocin 750 mg, Q24-hour, vancomycin 1.25 gram IV, and flagyl PO 500 mg TID. Subsequently, the dose was changed to 750 mg Q48-hour as per creatinine, improved and the dose was adjusted. Initially was given 750 mg every 48 hours because of elevated creatinine. It improved in the hospital, then they changed to Q24-hour. Labs, CMP, CBC, CRP, ESR was recommended to be advised monitoring. Discussed the limb salvage on October the 4th. They continue pressure wound therapy. Wound bag changes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Was advised non-weight bearing on the left foot. Patient has a previous history of coronary artery disease, CHF hyperlipidemia, paroxysmal AFib, he'd been on Eliquis and metoprolol that was maintained. Anemia, unclear etiology, he required 2 units of PRBC in the hospital. Diffuse macular rash, likely in the setting of drug reaction from Zosyn. Dermatology consulted, diabetes mellitus, A1C 7%, home medication, metformin was on hold because of renal insufficiency. After stabilization, PTOT done, patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he reported by the nursing staff that he pulled out his PICC line and he doesn't want to take the wound back, he keep taking off. When I saw the patient, he's awake, sitting on the bed, but he's forgetful and disoriented. He doesn't understand, has no insight to his medical condition. Patient has a multiple consultation and the hospital geriatric consultation, neurology consultation for altered status, and the wound team consultation. Past medical history, number one, coronary artery disease, number two, CHF, number three, hyperlipidemia, number four, cognitive impairment, number five, paroxysmal AFib, number six, diabetes mellitus, number seven, previous right foot TMA, peripheral vascular disease. And the status post recent. Left foot, transmitter talk and importation, and wound back placement. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650. Q6-hour, apixaban 5 mg BID, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, ganaflexin, cough syrup, cough tablet 600 mg BID, Lispro salicylic scale coverage, levofloxacin 750 mg IV Q24-hour to be continued until October 20th, 2023, Metoprolol 25 mg daily, Metronidazole 500 mg Q8-hour to be continued until October 20th, Miralax 17 gram daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Vancomycin 1.25 gram IV daily to be continued October 20th. Social history patient denies alcohol, drugs, no smoking, dual system, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, endocrinopal, unipolar dipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, neuro patient is awake. No dizziness, no syncope, he is a poor historian. Physical exam, patient is awake. Sitting on the bed, alert, time one. Forgetful and disoriented, his blood pressure is 107 over 67. pulse 70, temperature 97.89 Fahrenheit, pulse 98%, respiration 20, heart rate maximum cardiac arrest, no urine discharge, neck supple negativity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no breathing, heart, chest, no sugar,